Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 4, Lessons from Vadal. Amar was amazed on what he heard. He started to open up his mind.
What exactly is this planet Solance?
Lord Vadal decides to pacify Amar and clear the dust settled over his mind.
Planet Solance is the planet where souls live in peace. The place far away from planet Earth. Souls of the deceased are escorted here, and based on their deeds they face penance as well as bliss.
Amar couldn't understand what Lord Vadal meant by penance and bliss. He pours out the questions, overflowing his mind and conscience.
How can one pass through penance as well as bliss in the same place? What I have been learning is that when people commit sin, they have to suffer deep pains, passing through penance in hell. Whereas for all virtuous acts, they enjoy bliss in heaven. Now as per you, if both are bestowed here, in this same place, where is heaven and where is hell?
Lord Vadal understood what Amar had been going through. He decides to enlighten him about the truth of life.
From centuries, you humans have been relying on the legends of heaven and hell. There are no physical places in the universe as heaven and hell. These words were coined by the wise to make the people understand the importance of karma. These two words were conceptual, which simply referred to the after effects that people were subject to face for their deeds. The unethical deeds, which went against the well-being ethics of human values and the nature, were termed as sins. Whereas the opposite of these deeds were regarded as virtuous deeds. People were made aware as to more sins they commit, they shall have to face equal penance in hell. Whereas the more virtuous their deeds were to be, they get to enjoy bliss in heaven. What they failed to understand was that heaven and hell are the situations they pass through in their livelihood, and there are no such separate destinations. Later, as time passed, the wise men were replaced by selfish, high-profile, and anti-egalitarian lobbies who, for their vested interests, distributed the world into small pieces of castes, religion, and sections so as to divide and rule them. Definitions of heaven and hell changed. Wealth and power gained superiority over humanity. The human greed grew so vigorously that insanity has now become a highly regarded culture on Earth. Yet nobody realized that whatever they do gets repaid in form of penance and bliss in the same life.
If this is so, then why doesn't God, who is worshipped and called by so many names, ever comes for rescue? How could the creator of this world ever tolerate such an insanity? Why is that today honest and decent-minded people always suffer, while the outlaws live a life of luxury? Why has God turned his back on them?
Why do you humans always enjoy playing a blame game? Nature produced lots of creatures, from tiny to gigantic. Every creature had characteristics and features that made it distinct among others. With the advent of evolution, more improved species of life were developed. All these creatures passed through evolution, adapting to their surroundings. Apes continued developing their body structure, and the most crucial part of the body, the brain. The brain helped humans to gain control over everything that other creatures couldn't. These capabilities of humans turned them more powerful in terms of intelligence and adaptation. Humans gradually began capturing the world and greed to gain control over everything that they could. Materialistic factors like greed, desires, and immoral values started encroaching human mind, giving rise to immoral and unethical activities. Humans suffer because they preferred their life to be that way. How is God or the Creator to be blamed for human deeds? Humans suffer because of their deeds. If you think the outlaws are spared and lead the life of luxury, then rethink. They too pay a price in form of ever-increasing risks, health disorders, and fears arising due to their lifestyle. Careless as they ever are, they even treat their body the same way they treat others. Although they lead a lavish life, their end is worse than they could have ever imagined.
Amar seemed to agree, but not yet satisfied, with this detailed explanation from Lord Vadel.
I sort of agree with what you said. But how does that solve the problem of those who are innocent? Why do they too suffer?
Suffer, as what you claim, is learning. Remember, gems never glitter in their raw form. They pass through extensive heat and stress to end up being admired for their precious beauty. Steel is never strong and hard in its raw in form. It too passes through several degrees of heat and hammers before it turns into one of the strongest metals. Those who take sufferings as challenges and teachings of time grow strong and excel in their life. They learn from their despair and pain. With time, they grow strong and become masters of their life. On the other hand, those who are brought up in luxury are never prepared for challenges and collapse at even slightest chatter of misfortune.
Amar was convinced, but doubt still stirred his restless mind.
Oh, Lord Vadel, I feel honored by the wisdom that you have gifted me. But please excuse me for my doubts. I spent my entire life trying to avoid misdeeds, but still I couldn't avoid some. But I did try to perform as many virtuous acts as I could. Will I have to face the penance here?
On hearing this, Lord Vadel breaks into an uncontrolled laughter.